This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Protests demanding a ceasefire and hostage deal continue in Israel. VOA's Christina Menente reports.
Anti-government protesters and hostage families in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem staged demonstrations on Saturday night demanding an immediate ceasefire and hostage deal. Massive protests have swept Israel following the death of six hostages in Gaza as frustration mounts over the failure of the country's leadership to secure a deal, like Zahiro Shahar Moore.
The blood of the murdered hostages is on Netanyahu's hands. Their lives could have been saved through any of the many deals he sabotaged. The lives of some of the hostages can still be saved, but Netanyahu is Mr. Death.
In Tel Aviv, many protesters were taken away by security forces as demonstrators gathered around a large bonfire, holding placards and waving Israeli flags. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
A proposed resolution asks the United Nations to plan for UN peacekeepers to replace Kenya-led police mission in Haiti. AP's Regan Garcia.
The United States and Ecuador have put forward a draft resolution asking the United Nations to start planning for a new peacekeeping operation in Haiti. This would replace the current mission led by Kenya to help local police in tackling gang violence. The proposed Security Council resolution, obtained by the AP, says that UN peacekeepers are needed to maintain the progress made by the current multinational mission. This mission has already sent nearly 400 Kenyan police officers to assist the Haitian National Police. But many Haitians have rejected the proposal of another peacekeeping operation, given the introduction of cholera and sexual abuse cases that occurred when UN troops were last in Haiti. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
This is VOA News. The United States has now informed allies that it believes Iran has transferred short-range ballistic missiles to Russia for its war in Ukraine. That's according to two people familiar with the matter. They did not offer any details about how many weapons have been delivered or when the transfers may have occurred, but they confirmed the U.S. intelligence finding. The White House declined to confirm the weapons transfer, but reiterated its concern that Iran is deepening its support of Russia. The White House has been warning Iran for months not to transfer ballistic missiles to Russia. CIA Director William Burns was speaking at a Financial Times event in London alongside Richard Moore, head of Britain's MI6 foreign spy agency, the first time they had appeared together publicly. There, they spoke on Ukraine's incursion and Putin's response. Moore says the Ukrainian changed the conversation around the war.
The Kursk offensive is a significant tactical achievement. It's not only been a boost in Ukrainian morale, it has exposed some of the vulnerabilities of Putin's Russia and of his military, much as Prigozhin's short-lived mutiny a little more than a year ago did as well. It did raise questions on the part of people we could see across the Russian elite about where is this all headed.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have claimed that they shot down another American-made MQ-9 drone flying over the country, marking potentially the latest downing of the multi-million-dollar surveillance aircraft. The rebels say the U.S. responded with airstrikes over Houthi-controlled territory. The U.S. military told the AP it was aware of the claim, but has received no reports of American military drones being downed over Yemen. Children and young people welcome Pope Francis with traditional song and dance at a school in Papua New Guinea on Saturday as the leader of the Catholic Church continues a tour of Southeast Asia.
I would like to say I'm really excited that I have this huge opportunity for the visitation of the Pope, and it's just kind of like a dream as well, because like I would really love to see and meet someone very special. Like an international person that's very important to the world.
Pope Francis is visiting Papua New Guinea as part of an ambitious 12-day trip to four countries. He will still visit East Timor and Singapore before heading back to Rome on September 13th. It is his longest overseas trip yet. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.